Part 27, Chapter 7. It had taken a little while to get the emissaries settled back down outside. Some had wanted to change their breathing cartridges. Another one or two had wanted a bite of something. Others had just strolled around, looking over the inside of the bowl, curious but friendly enough. One of them had gone so far as to haggle with a Chinese among the village refugees over buying a dog. He had never seen a dog before, and he thought it was cute, especially after it snapped at him. He couldn't understand that the Chinese, who spoke no Cyclo, refused. 5,000 credits was a lot of money to pass up. It would buy a house and farm on Splandorf, his home planet. But they were all settled down now. Even Lord Schleem, who had done an awful lot of wandering about, chin parked most of the time on the rounded top of his scepter. It was night. The platform was lighted with mine spots. The emissaries were seated on benches and in chairs which had been arranged in a half circle just out of the danger range of the huge metal square. Some were still talking to one another, but they were interested. Johnny was standing in the middle of the platform, and for a bit they wondered whether he was going to send himself someplace or something like that. The spotlights flashed off his buttons, and the creature on his helmet seemed to be alive. Interesting, even to a bored lord.
My lords, may I ask further forgiveness for absorbing your valuable time, but to settle this thing with Schleem, I fear we have to have a demonstration. It is a demonstration of excessive appetite. With your permission?
All but the combatant lords and Schleem laughed. A demonstration of appetite? Some sort of eating contest? They'd seen those before. But yes, by all means, go ahead. Johnny slapped the wand into his hand twice. Two mechanics came rushing out of the shadows with a very splendidly decorated mine cart. And on the cart sat a dragon, like the one on his helmet. It was about 5 feet long. It had wings, it had a neck, and it had a very ferocious head, a gaping, fanged mouth, glaring red eyes, and horns. And from head to tail, it had spines jutting out all the way along. A gold-scaled, scarlet-mouthed dragon. The mechanics made as if to lift the dragon down off the cart, but Johnny warned them back, as though the dragon might bite. Schleem guffawed. Engrossed as he was in listening, and knowing well it didn't matter what the devil did, he still could not restrain himself.
That's not a live beast,
he hectored.
That's just a painted figure made of clay. There are more like it right over there.
And he pointed toward the unfinished works where they lay, unmounted.
It's just a hollow image!
Theatrics. Good lord. The poor fool thought he could take these lords in like they were children.